Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, Oh, crap. Sorry, folks. Yeah, I muted myself again, Wheelock. God damn it. I just had a great intro, too. My bad, folks. I'm here. Thanks for refreshing and hanging out over here with me. Yeah, I was muted. My bad. Yeah, it's been quite a somber day. We're all in shock today, obviously. There's a chain of events that happened today here on this was Saturday, January 8th, 2011. That's right, I'm referring to the New York Jets defeating the Baltimore Colts with a last-second field goal. Those bastards, they destroyed my picks this weekend. I was on the Cowpost show this morning. I had a wild day here on the BTR, let me tell you. I had the day off. Well, I didn't even have the day off today. I took care of some business today, too. But sandwiched around that, I was able to get some BTR time in. And what I was able to do was call into the Cowpoke show this morning and put in my picks for the wild card weekend here in the NFL. And I was 0 for 2 today. I was going with, the Seahawks and the Jets won today. I had the Saints and the Colts. I almost thought I had it with the Colts. They kicked that field goal and, you know, they had the undercover, and I thought, hey, I went one, you know, 50-50, not bad for day one, but yeah, the Jets came back and there you have it. Vince in the Bay with here with you. I'm your audio erotic host for the next 2 hours here on Disorderly Conduct. If you care to join me here, share your thoughts on today's events or anything else that's on your mind, feel free to do so by calling me 347-826-7667. Big ups to Blue Goose, Lady Sluggus, Sassy Cat 38, and Wheelock, and TD of LA for sliding in early on here. I apologize again for, once again, muting myself. It's retarded. Really gotta work on that. But I had a great time on BTR today. I made the rounds. I, like I said, I was on Cowpoke's show, put in my NFL picks this morning. And then Goofy Bone was on that show too. We both put in our picks with Cowpote. Then took care of some business this afternoon, and then was able to catch up with Moxie. She did a impromptu Saturday edition of her Humor Institute. We had a great time on there. We chatted up a lot of things. We talked about, of course, the real day's events, the shooting in Arizona. We talked about that on the Humor Institute. We actually were able to find some humor on the fringes of that story. Not any humor, obviously, in the story itself, but I got to tell you, it a story like this really brings out the nasty. Shows the true colors of some people. You know, I saw some nasty stuff on Twitter today. People politicizing this thing from the get go. Not even letting the smoke clear. Not even letting the names and the identities of everybody work themselves out and be revealed. And you know, we're not even sorting out the facts or anything. It's just the media and people on Twitter and Facebook and everywhere, anybody who has an opinion is rushing to judgment. I don't even know if I want to talk about Jane Fonda anymore. I was really disappointed. I looked at Jane Fonda's Twitter page today, and I talked about this on some other shows today and on Moxie's show, and I was really disappointed in that Jane Fonda. I expected better from her. I thought she was a class act. Apparently not. She's blaming all this on Sarah Palin and Glenn Beck, and this kid is I mean, they're still sorting out the details of this kid and what his deal is. And I saw his YouTube videos, if they were his YouTube videos, and I didn't see anything that struck me as necessarily somebody who's even a right-wing leaning person. He just seemed like a really confused kid, he is a very confused kid. I guess he's still alive. Very confused kid, trying to find out his identity. Just, you know, typical disaffected youth who wants to rail against society, rail against authority, and he's just kind of feeling himself out in the world. He's probably a loner, isolated, on the internet, looking stuff up. Probably has some mental problems, some issues, obviously some family issues. There's just no way a sane, normal family raises a kid that ends up doing that. I think, where's mom and dad? Where were they this whole time? How did this kid get to this point? It's ridiculous. And people want to turn around and find somebody to blame it on right away. And it's not that easy, folks. It's not Sarah Palin's fault. It's not Glenn Beck's fault. It's not anybody's fault. In particular, especially not anybody that's, you know, there's factors going on that we don't even know about yet. And these people that jump to conclusion on Twitter, it makes me sick. It's your First Amendment right to be a complete prick and a complete knee-jerk reactionary moron. It's your right to do it, and it's my right to point it out. Anyways, I don't want to get into that. I'm trying to have a fun show. I talked about that stuff on other shows. I was also on great show, fun show called the Cool Table with Annie and Burl. Look up Annie and Burl. I was on their show this evening. Wow, what fun we had over there. We talked about this dude, Ted Williams, the homeless golden voice guy that got his big break for that viral YouTube video. Talked about that. He's been offered some work. Obviously, you've heard he got offered a job by the Cavaliers, Cleveland Cavaliers, as well as, oh, who else? NFL Films and Kraft Foods. And some of his work has already hit YouTube, and I found a clip that I want to play here for you of Ted doing one of his voiceovers, his new voiceovers, for Kraft Foods. Yeah. Let's see. I'm going to refresh this here. If you want to join me, 347-826-7667. We can chop it up about anything. I just talked about the shooting, and I talked about the shooting with a lot of people all day today. And I'm not really inclined to get into that on here, but certainly we can talk about that. I'm sure it's on a lot of people's minds, but I would also imagine at this point most of you are tired of it. But like I said, Ted Williams. Okay, so Ted Williams is starting to get gigs now, right? And here's his latest gig he got with doing a mac and cheese commercial for Kraft.
Kraft Homestyle Macaroni and Cheese. Cheesy noodles topped with golden brown breadcrumbs. You know you love it.
You know you love it. I like that. Yeah, Ted Williams, baby. He's going straight to the top. Yeah, good luck to Ted. And, of course, I was being Debbie Downer and saying, you know, I hope he doesn't relapse and throw all this newfound glory away. But let's see what happens. Right, Ted?
You know you love it.
Yeah, you know you love it. And I know I like my man. I love my man VMAC, who's on the line now with me. What's up, VMAC?
What's up, man? What's going on? Sound like you a little pissed off, man. I ain't never heard you pissed off. So I pissed you off for the first time, huh?
Mm. Oh, man. Well, yeah. Nobody
well,
really...
I know you probably be pissed off a lot, but it's the first time you showed it, so they must have really been the wrong way.
Oh, are you talking about Jane Fonda? Jane Fonda kind of pissed me off. I read Jane Fonda's Twitter, and it kind of ticked me off. It's just the people, you know what really this whole, obviously, VMAC, you've heard about this shooting in Arizona and everything, and it's terrible, it's a tragedy, it's ugly, it's horrific, but you know what I've noticed today? You know what's repulsed me more than that act itself is the just insensitive and ignorant reactions that I've been seeing on Twitter. I love Twitter, but today I just couldn't look at it. People slinging mud and blaming this on anybody that they've just been waiting around to blame something on.
Oh, my God.
I'm sure this is Bush's fault in some way. If you talk to some people, maybe it's Obama's fault. Maybe it's the illegal alien problem we have. Pretty much, this is just a magnet for anybody, a vehicle for anybody to lash out and blame somebody that they don't like ideologically or politically.
All right, because I know you were talking about it before. Because he was like, give me a Cliff Notes version. You know, I want to take up all your show. Just a little short version of actually what it happened, because I got it. I got a second hand from somebody else, and you know, I didn't get a chance to read exactly what happened. So what exactly happened?
Well, in a nutshell, this congresswoman in Arizona's 8th district, I believe, she was putting on an event in Arizona, in Tucson, and she was outside of a Safeway, a supermarket, and she was with a group of, I don't know, 20-some-odd people, some of them her staff, some of them other political government figures, one a judge. There were children around. There was constituents. There's just regular people. They were just outside of a Safeway, and some kid rolled up with a gun and shot her in the head, and shot a bunch of other people point blank and killed I don't know how many people. I think that the number, there's like at least three or four people that are already confirmed dead. They haven't released any names or identities or whatever, but. But she has somehow survived. Like, she got shot in the head, bullet went through her brain, and she's alive in critical condition. But they think she's going to live, and
wow.
It's amazing. And I'm following this. I was busy working today and taking care of some stuff and running around, so I'm following it all on Twitter, and I hear about it on Twitter. I see it on Twitter. You know, you sort of on Twitter. What's amazing is things like this happen, and details roll out in real time on essentially on Twitter. And I was getting updates, you know, all the time, all day, just following them. And at one point, NPR reported that she was dead. The congressman woman had died, that a couple other people had died, and that she died too. And I was like, wow. And so, like, I was driving around, and maybe an hour or so went by, and I checked my Twitter again, and it said suddenly she was alive, that she was in critical condition, but she was going to make it. And it's just – and then they started – then clues started, or details started coming out about the kid that shot her, this 20-something-year-old, it's like a 22-year-old, 21-year-old kid, shot her and other people, and he's sort of this alienated, isolated kid who's, you know, just sort of just your typical angst-ridden kid who's kind of lashing out at society and authority figures and whatnot, and he's obviously got some time on his hands. He's on the internet trying to like figure out stuff, and I checked out his alleged YouTube channel, and he had a couple of videos on there, and the videos, you don't see him in them, you don't hear him in them. There's no trace of him in them at all, other than the fact that there's a bunch of text. The videos are just text. It's like something he wrote that he turned into a video of just the text and some music. And he talks about, I forgot what the term was. Dreaming, something about conscious dreaming or something. And he's obsessed with currency and issuing his own currency. Just a really mixed up kid. They showed a list of the books that he said he liked on his Facebook, or he didn't even have a Facebook page though. He had a MySpace page, which I thought was kind of suspect too. It's like, who the fuck only has a MySpace page now?
So
they took that down. They took that down. But they didn't get his name right for a long time. Like I kept seeing different spellings of his name. And it's just kind of like a convoluted mess. It's just kind of weird. It's just the sort of the way things are and the way information and news is disseminated now. It's like things are developed in real time now, and we're just now still getting information and stuff about who these people are that were involved.
So they passed in the book. So you said Jane Fonda. So, but you said basically everybody just pointing fingers at everybody, like it's their fault. Or this kid just decided to go kill a congressman.
Yeah.
Anybody pointing fingers?
Yeah, all the left people are blaming the teabaggers and Sarah Palin and all these stupid, just dumb theories. And people on the right are blaming the left and the because this kid apparently said that the Communist Manifesto was one of his favorite works. He also said that Mein Kampf was one of his favorite books. I mean, he's just all over the place. I think he's just a kid trying to feel out his identity. He's just probably just getting his feet wet as far as like forming ideological, stance and political stance. And I don't think he knows who to believe or what to believe. And he was just lashing out at authority and went after this woman. And this happens all the time. It's not a new thing. You know, people get pissed off for whatever reason, political, social, it doesn't matter. You know, you had that kid in Virginia Tech that did that mass shooting a couple years ago. Not to mention Columbine, and there's just shit like this happens all the time, over and over in history. And it's
true, it's been happening for God knows how long. It's like, and so I guess they're trying to put it in a nutshell that some of these right wingers, left wingers, middle wingers, T wingers, and put this kid up to doing this, huh?
Yeah, everybody wants to like this kid can't think for himself and decide on his own that he wants to do something fucking crazy and stupid and is not like somehow he's not responsible for this. Like he's totally responsible. You know, it's Sarah Palin didn't put him up to it. Glenn Beck didn't put him up to it. Nobody put this guy up to it. He did it himself. Now, you know, obviously this kid's he's unstable. There's something not right upstairs about people like this. And it goes further than whether or not people can have access to handguns or whatever your angle is on this. It's all about what propelled this kid to the point where he would take the steps to do something.
I get sick of that too, Vince. I really do, man. It's like, that's what this world comes to. It's like you said, all the ramblings that you just said, no one said nothing about the parents, his mind state, you know, they blaming. It became, like you said, it's a political game. It's getting closer and closer you know, to these elections and things, and anything that happened now, everybody's going to be pointing fingers at each other, and it just sticks to them. You know, I understood, at first I didn't understand why people didn't get out and vote or really didn't care about the political process, but as these past few years been going on and I've really been kind of indulged in it, paying attention to it, now I really understand why. Because you got these, now it's not just two factions no more, it's not just the Democrats and the Republicans. You got the Libertarians, you got the, you know, the Tea Party, you got this, you got that, and everybody just pointing fingers at everybody, but nobody's stepping up to try to do a damn thing about it. Everybody's saying we need to work together. This is like if me and you have a beef, but we said he's saying, well, we need to work together. Well, me and Vince need to go, well, why we just can't sit down and work together instead of going on CNN, steady saying the same old crap every night on Beck, Hardball, Rachel Maddow, anything. They get on there and say the same thing every single night, and nothing gets done. And soon something tragic happens. It's pointed at somebody because of the gun law. Or, like you said, especially now since it happened close to the border, oh, yeah, it's because of illegal immigrants. Oh, they probably gave him the gun. It's probably some Mexican al-Qaeda that didn't put him up to it. You know what I'm saying? It's just a bunch of BS, man, and it's sickening. And I understand exactly what you're talking about. That's why I heard about it, and I kind of pay attention to this stuff, but the stuff makes me feel sick on my stomach, Vince, man. I don't even listen to that stuff no more like I used to, man.
Yeah. I hear you, man. It's depressing. I luckily was able to divert my attention from it and didn't dwell on it. I watched some football. I watched the Jets eke out the Colts, and the Seagulls went wild on the Saints. That was crazy. Anyways, 347-826-7667 is the number. Your calls are the priority here. And I have a caller here on the line for the 225. You're on the air.
Yo, yo, yo. My name is PD of LA. I do what she say. Yeah, if you see me, get the fuck out of my way. What's up? Booyah.
Hey, man. What's going on, bro?
What's happening?
That was pretty hot. Thanks
for like that.
Little,
I was burning it up,
little,
dog. Hey,
yeah,
man, my
little intro
on
there.
Fire. Let me blow it off a little bit.
Right.
What's happening?
Nothing, man. Just chilling here with VMAC. We're trying to wrap our heads around this bullshit that happened today, and hopefully
what happened?
Talk
pick
about
me up
something.
Pick me up to par, because I don't know what you're talking about. What happened today?
Are you talking about? Well, we're talking about. There's two things that we've been talking about: football and the shootings in Arizona.
Yeah, I know what happened. I don't know. I don't know. I'm kind of out of that one. I just wanted to call in and say what's up.
Yeah, right on. So I was on Debbie's show, and she said she was like insistent that I come on her show to clear something up. She thinks that you think that her and I have a beef. Is this true?
Well, yeah, I thought y'all did. Because you was mad
at
her.
No, dude, that's like yesterday's news. It's like yesterday's news. We're not beefing. I
felt bad. I was like, every time I went to Debbie's show, I felt like I was stepping on your toes. Every time I went to your show, I felt like I was stepping on Debbie's toes. I didn't know.
Oh, I don't care. I don't care about it. I never had a problem with Debbie. Debbie had a problem with
me
for a while.
I ain't worried about y'all. I'm worried about if you got a problem with me or she got a problem with me, you know?
No.
It's like, damn.
Dude, you are your own person, dude. I don't care. If you want to go over and listen to Debbie, go listen to Debbie. It doesn't
Yeah, but I don't want you mad at me.
I'm not mad at you. I don't care.
All right.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I appreciate you coming to my show and roll through.
You know you're my boy, you know, and Debbie,
yeah.
I mean, she ain't never done nothing to me.
Yeah.
You know?
It's all good.
That's good, man. I'm glad you think that way because I PM'd you a couple times. You just ignored me. I was like, damn, I hope Vince ain't mad because I went to Debbie's.
You know what?
You know?
I miss a lot of stuff in the mess. I don't chat a lot. I try to, but I miss a lot of stuff, even PMs, because I get bombarded with PMs, and I don't know, they somehow get lost or accidentally clicked in the shuffle. I don't know, but it's nothing personal, man.
Okay.
It's nothing personal at all. Just relax, dude. It's good. It's all good. It's all good. There's no problems whatsoever. We're having a good time here on BTR, just trying to, you know, make shit happen.
You're my boy.
Yeah,
man.
You're my boy too,
man.
I appreciate your support. Hey,
yeah,
I'm gonna
man.
Take a break here. Do you want to stick around for a little while or?
Nah, man. I'm gonna go in your chat room.
All right, man. I'll catch up with you in there. I'm gonna take a break.
All right, man.
I'll be right back.
Oh,
home-style macaroni and cheese. Cheesy noodles topped with golden brown breadcrumbs. You know you love it.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Coming through for those kids over there at Kraft Foods. Yeah. Want to hear that again? Here, let's do it again. Ted Williams, ladies and gentlemen, the man, the myth, the legend.
Kraft Homestyle macaroni and cheese. Cheesy noodles topped with golden brown breadcrumbs. You know you love it.
Yeah, you know you love it. I could do that. Come on. Ted, see, you take... guys just, you know, if you put him in a home and don't make him homeless, suddenly he's just an out-of-work voiceover artist that's like any other guy. Nah, whatevs. VMAX back with me. What's up, VMAX? What else is going on, man? What else is on your mind?
Oh, man, nothing much, man. Like I said, thinking about the football. You know, patting myself on the back because I kept telling people that, you know, that Seattle was going to beat New Orleans because New Orleans didn't have no run game. And now I'm happy because Seattle coming to Chicago and we're gonna let them know something. So Chicago will be in the NFC Championship game.
You heard it here, folks. Exclusive prediction. D-Max says Chicago will be in the Super Bowl. Who do you think they're going to play?
Patriots.
Yeah. Yeah, I think the Patriots might be a safe, the closest, obviously the closest thing to a safe bet. But D-Max, you need to call into Cowpo's show, man. Give him your football picks.
Okay.
Me and Goofy were on that show this morning. It was awesome. He'll do it again next week for the games next week, too.
Okay, yeah. I'm going to do that.
Yeah, it's a great time over there.
Man, explain to me. This is your team. The man finally got your team playing up to par, and they let him go. Explain that to me.
Yeah, I know. I'm kind of... Well, I thought they were going to get rid of Cable last year. In fact, I was ready to see him go last year. And talking about Tom Cable, the Raiders coach, who wasn't really fired. He was just let go. They didn't renew his contract. I'm kind of indifferent towards Cable. I didn't really like him to begin with. I think it was kind of, it's like, wow, you finally got a 500 season and you're going to get rid of the guy. I mean, I wanted to get rid of him last year, but based on the performance this year, I think you have to let him keep going.
Right. He was giving off without the crazy rants. He was giving off that Rex Ryan aura. You know, he got them pumped up. He had them believing that they can win every game. And man, they went 6-0 in their division. When the last time did they do that?
A long time, probably. That's a black and blue division, notoriously a black and blue division that nobody ever gets out undefeated. No, that's ridiculous. The Raiders shot themselves in the foot, though. The Raiders didn't deserve to make the playoffs. They Shankakowski cost them a game at Atlanta, last second easy chip shot he missed. That's a win they should have got. They should have beat the Niners. Should never have lost to the 49ers. That's a disgrace. So there's two wins right there. That puts them at, 10-6, tied with the Chiefs, and they get the tiebreaker because they've swept the Chiefs. Those two games cost the Raiders the playoffs. And yeah. The Chiefs are in there now, and the Chiefs are going to get destroyed. The Chiefs, like, are good, but they're not good enough.
So, good move or bad move by getting Harbaugh down there in the 49erville?
I don't know. Oh, the Niner people here are stoked. Everybody's stoked on Harbaugh here. I think it's a good move for Harbaugh. I think he's going to do good things. I think he's got some good main components to work with. I think the only thing that they're missing is a quarterback. If they had a quarterback, I mean, and maybe obviously a healthy, what's his name, the running back? I forgot his name, but as long as he's healthy. Yeah, when Gore comes back and is healthy. But even then, like, they had Westbrook come in, and he was fine.
Yeah.
Harbaugh's will be interesting. We'll see. Who knows? He was good at Stanford. Does that mean he's going to be good in the pros? Who knows? We'll find out. 347-826-7667 if you want to join me. Vince in the Bay here with VMAC. Anxiously awaiting for some girls to call in. I have it on good authority that Moxie might be calling in and checking in with her friend Liz. Apparently they went out for dinner and are now out drinking and getting wasted, and they're going to call in hopefully really sloppy drunk. And if we're lucky, we can get them to make out on the phone.
All right. Cool. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, we'll make this a party. Ah, Friday night, Saturday night, come on. You know what, dude? I didn't even realize it was Saturday night. It just the days just don't mean anything to me. They really don't.
Well, I think they Twitter thing has me kind of bent out of shape, man.
The what?
I think that the Twitter thing got you bent out of shape a little bit.
Oh. Yeah. I got to just chill out and not look at Twitter for a couple days. Or maybe I just need to start following other people. That's what I need to do. I just need to eliminate. See, that's the thing is, like, events. Thankfully, I wasn't already following Jane Fonda, but Jane Fonda really disappointed me today. I thought she was a class act and knew better, but presuming that is her Twitter, I mean, who knows? That might not even be her Twitter. Maybe it's somebody posing as her. Maybe it's her assistant. Who knows? But if it is her, it's very disturbing and disappointing. Overall, yeah, the whole situation is just disturbing. The story itself and the reaction to the story, all insulting and disturbing. But I'll tell you what's not insulting and disturbing. The people in my chat room, like Blue Goose, Iconoclast TX, Ken Moore, Jesus, what the fuck is this name? Talking Chit with Tracy Gamore. All right, Talking Chit with Tracy Gamore. Thank you for, I presume that's my good friend Tracy Gamore. Wheellock, A1A28, and several guest listeners. Thank you all for being here with me and VMAC. We're here for you. This is a call-in show. We can chop it up about anything. It doesn't have to be about today's events. I'm sure you people are all tapped out on that, tired of hearing about it. Sad story. And I'm here to be the antidote, ladies and gentlemen. I'm here to spread love and compassion and fellowship. So if you want to join me here in solidarity, we can make love on the airwaves as long as you call in at 347-826-7667. Big ups to A1A28, Amy, who's called in the last couple nights. It was nice to have her on.
Oh, man, thank you. Missing it, man. You got to get on PG's ICG TV.
Who?
They webcam. PG. They got ICG TV now.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Oh, man, you got to get on there.
That?
Oh, my God.
Send that to me. Do you have the link or something?
Yeah, they on like right now, literally. If you go on Facebook, go on PG, on the next page.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, all right. I'll check it out. Interesting. Amy has a beautiful voice, Ken. You're correct. And it was fun having Amy and Callie with me on the air the other night. Two of my favorite female BTR personalities. Amy, if you want to join me here, it would be a pleasure and an honor, of course, as always, to hang out with you here on the program. Got a little over an hour to go. We're coming up to the end of the first hour. I'm going to play some music here in a second, but I have to restart my switchboard, which just timed out. Okay, so I'm here with BMAC, and we're going to play some BMAC. Verbal Ventilation right here on Blog Talk Radio. Give me a call, 347-826-7667. I'll be right back. Back here with you. I want to thank you all for joining me here. I know that on your Saturday night you have a lot of choices to make, and very glad that you were able to make the choice to join me here on Blog Talk Radio on the program that I like to call Disorderly Conduct. And that was VMAX Verbal Ventilation there, and I want to I got some breaking news, so we're going to go to that now. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. This just in from SportsFickle.com. A homeless woman with an amazing rack has been given a cheerleading job. Yes, it seems that the magic that has been produced by the success story of the Golden Voice, Mr. Ted Williams, has spread throughout the state of Ohio. While a large-breasted young woman, Jenny Winters, who has perfect, perky breasts, was simply asking for help getting off the street. And when word spread fast around town, she the article says that she was left homeless she was left homeless by a series of poor decisions, breakups, and failed forays into adult films. Winters has been offered a job by the Cleveland Cavaliers to be a cheerleader and is being pursued by other teams as well, and also by millions of suitors asking for her name and number, and her amazing rack has become an online sensation. That's right. It's kind of like the Golden Voice dude. Winters was quoted as saying that this has been totally, totally amazing. In an interview, phone interview with the Associated Press the other day, her voice was choking with emotion as she said, quote, "I'm just so thankful. God has blessed me so deeply. I'm getting a second chance. Amazing." Yes, a homeless woman with an amazing rack. And I got a picture of it here. It's pretty, some serious cleavage. That's got to be a good solid double D at least there. Unfortunately, though, in one phone interview and not on video again, no one could see Winter's luscious bosom. So it was kind of a waste of time to have her on the radio shows, I guess. Well, not for the people that were interviewing her in the show, in the studio, whatever. I kind of stumbled over that, but I'll paste a link in here from Sports Pickle about this chick, homeless chick with the rack. They got picked up by the Cavaliers. This must be how they're fighting the recession. They're just hiring homeless people to do all their work and get them for probably like a fraction of the price. Like the guy, I was thinking about this I was on Burl's show. And this homeless guy got hired by the Cavs, right, to be their announcer. So what happened to the announcer that they already have? You know, like, is that guy gone now? Is he going to be homeless soon too? Like, because you figure they're like, oh, this guy's great. We can replace the announcer we got with the homeless guy. He'll probably take like, you know, a quarter of the money and be happy with it.
Man.
Whatever.
Man,
good
man.
For him. Good for him, though. Because at least he's getting work. VMAC, did you hear the commercial that I played that he's already got that's out there now?
Yeah, I heard it.
Yeah, Ted Williams. People are going to just get it's just a PR thing at this point. I mean, anybody can do those voiceovers, right?
Uh-huh.
There's nothing to those voiceovers.
It sounds like when he's saying it about mac and cheese, it sounds like drugs. It's like he's saying, trying to taste
like
drugs in the macaroni and cheese.
No, really?
Yeah.
I got to hear that again, man. Well, you think he's like fiending already? Like he's still.
Yeah, it sounds kind of dirty.
On the junk. He said he's clean for the last 2 years. All right, let's listen to it again. This is again, folks. This is Ted Williams. This is one of his gigs that he's gotten since he was discovered with his viral video. That was quick too. They probably just tacked his voice on over something they already shot. But yeah, here's his part of the commercial.
Kraft Homestyle Macaroni and Cheese. Cheesy noodles topped with golden brown breadcrumbs. You know you love it.
See, I think it sounds more seductive, like almost sexual, especially at the end where he says, you know you love it.
You know you love it.
Yeah, you know you love it. Yeah. Let's hear it again. Let's listen to it again. This is more seductive. This is Ted like saying, hey, this is Ted, baby.
Kraft Homestyle Macaroni and Cheese. Cheesy noodles topped with golden brown breadcrumbs. You know you love it.
You know you love it.
So would that make anybody want macaroni and cheese?
Actually, yeah, I'm kind of hungry right now. That actually sounds really good.
Thank you very much.
Anywho, 347-826-7667 is the number. Vince in the Bay here with you. Kicking it freestyle with my main man, VMAC. We're taking your calls, ladies. If you want us to operate, if you will, the doctor is in the number 347-826-7667. We're not going to talk about anything depressing from this point forward. As we go into the second hour, we're going to just kind of let loose, kids. So join us here now. If you're a first-time caller and you're joining us, remember when you call in and you want to join the conversation, you have to press the number 1. You press 1, and that puts your hand up and allows us to put you on the air. Once again,
thank you very much.
347-8, you're welcome. 347-826-7667, Vince and VMAC. We have a caller now from the 323. Go ahead, you're on the air.
Hey, Vince, it's Lizzie.
Oh,
and the
hey,
Mox.
Baby. And who?
Hey, it's Lizzie and the Mox.
And Lizzie and the Fox?
No, and Moxie.
You have something in the box? You have a dick?
No,
box?
I'm
what
with Moxie,
have?
Vince, you silly boy.
Not familiar
hello,
with
hello, your
his,
co-host.
His work. Oh, is she on there right now?
And she's next to me. We are like, we want to call. We're telling you we're going to call in a few minutes, but we are in route. So give us like 10, and we're going to call you on a three-way.
Oh, my
but
God,
we're
totally
having a three-way. You hear that,
yeah, we're
kids?
We're going to have a three-way. So give us, like, 15 minutes.
Hey, is it okay if VMAC? Hey, my friend VMAC
what?
Is here. Is it okay? My friend VMAC's here. Is it okay if he watches the three-way?
He can watch the three-way, but give us, like, 15 minutes because we are, like, seriously, like, we're
going to be on camera on the quarterly contact screen.
Moxie's talking in the background.
Oh, this is gonna be
exactly.
Great.
Yeah, we just had like a nice little dinner in our area, and we're just gonna.
And, you know, we just hung out with a bunch of celebrities, obviously. So.
You know, we're doing it Hollywood style. So.
But you guys are celebrities, so technically.
I know we are. We're hot mamas.
Yeah.
All right.
We are the conservative hottie underground.
All right.
Oh, my God.
Seriously, we're like the hottest chicks that are conservatives or a.k.a. libertarians in the Hollywood
hello.
Area. And we're hot. And
huh.
Yeah, we're like.
I just woke up some guy. I just called Vince's number and he goes. Oh,
we are.
We're trying to sleep here. You're waking up nice people.
Moxie misdialed and got a crazy person.
Oh, right on. That's good to know.
Give us 15 minutes. We're going to call you back in rare shape and form. It'll be a three-way.
We're going to call from the Safeway.
We're calling from the Safeway.
Oh, that's good.
We're on our Hollywood adventures tonight. It's Liz and Mox Hollywood style, which, you know, means running into various celebrities. You know.
You never know who's going to pop up.
You never know. You know, Bam Margera.
Oh, yeah.
Bam Margera.
That's over. We could go there. That'd be fun.
So, Vince, we're going to call you
Hello?
In, like, 15. But
right.
we wanted to
Sounds
tell
good.
You, like, anticipate
yeah.
our call because we love
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I'm definitely
You know, you got the
it.
Two hottest.
Here, let me.
Hang on. Passing the phone.
Oh, shit. Oh, crap. Yeah.
Is this Vince in the Bay?
It is. Hey, Mox. What's going on?
All right. Well, listen. You know, I've got a broken heart. So all I can do is go out and find another guy. So that's what we're doing.
Uh-huh.
Enough of the theater talk. Hello?
My asshole's sore. Okay. All right, we're moving along. Can we call back?
Oh, God.
Oh, Larry is so hot. If only he weren't gay and married.
My head can't
okay.
hit the pillow at night without hearing from Moxie.
Love you, bitch.
Oh, wait. All right. Okay.
All right. Yeah, call back.
What's up, bitches? Love you, bitches.
All right. Yeah, call back.
Enough of the theater talk.
it's Moxie and Liz checking in from Hollywood, California, giving us the update on all the inside juicy Page Six type gossip. I got another caller here from the 614. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, Vince.
Amers, how you doing?
I'm doing good.
Yeah? What's up with you?
Just watched a lot of football today and some hockey. Pretty much it.
Yeah, I watched a lot of football today. I saw some good, those exciting games, for sure.
Yeah, I was pretty disappointed with the Colts game.
Oh, I was super disappointed. Yeah, I was pissed with the Colts lost. I picked the Colts. I was on Cowpost show this morning with Goofy Bonham. We gave him our picks, and I both the picks I've made today, I missed.
Yeah, I picked the Colts also in the Seahawks.
Okay, 347-826-7667. The chat is filling up. Big ups to A-Monet28, Blue Goose, Desert Rose, Donnie C, Flyover Territory, Ghost Flight or Fight Radio, a bunch of guests, Iconoclast TX, Ken Moore, PD of LA, Snake Tuscan, Tracy Gamore, and Wheelock. If anybody else wants to join us, feel free to do so. 347-826-7667. Amy, are you partying tonight? Are you drinking?
I've been drinking since like the afternoon, Vince.
What are you sauced up on right now?
I've had some Guinness and some Sam Adams Winter Lager, and then some shots of tequila and something else. I don't know.
Oh, so you're just getting your buzz on. You're just getting warmed up.
Pour me some more.
All right. So you're all warmed up and buttered up and ready to go. Good time.
Yeah.
I need to catch up to you. And I have another caller here. Let me get this person on. 225 area code. You're on the air.
Hey, what's up, Vince?
This is PD of LA again.
PD of LA, what's up, man? What's on your mind?
No, man, what happened to Moxie, man? Where'd he went?
They took off. They heard you were around, so they bailed.
Ah, shit. Yeah, it happens a lot, man. You know, last time that happened, I ended up in jail. Hey, I see snakes busting caps on you.
Thanks for the warning.
Chat room.
What?
You want to come hang out with me next week? Go look for some women? Nah, man, what's up with Snake in the chat room, man?
I don't know. What's up with Snake in the chat room? What's going on in there? I'm not paying attention.
You can just lean over and open your mouth. What's up with that?
PD of LA, I'm hearing these rumors. I just want to try to clarify. Now, I heard you're kind of an economical driver. Is it true you drive a Kia?
No, man, I drive a Suburban 4x4. I tear down trees and suck them through my fuel.
Yeah, see, because, you know, I keep hearing around the internet that you drive a Kia. And I was like, no way, this guy sounds like he drives like a truck.
No.
They're like, no. Huh?
I did sell Kias. Sold Kias for about 3 years.
Oh, you sold
That's
Kias?
A good car.
Oh,
yeah, sold
okay.
Kias. But I don't drive one.
I don't think I could
man.
Fit in one. Aren't they like penny racers?
Nah, actually, Vince, man, all bullshit aside, man, Kias will blow your mind. That's the next Toyota. They're going to blow Toyota out the water real quick.
Really?
But I'm a Chevy man. I'm a American man. Amy probably drives a Ford.
I do not drive a Ford.
She probably does. Old Ford, found on side of road daily. What do you drive, Vince?
Right now I'm driving a Honda Accord.
Hey, there you go. Efficient. But it's
yes,
still not
very
American made, but we'll let you slide. I'll give you a pass, bro.
Well, they have some. Hey, wait a second. There's some jobs in America that they're not an American company. You're right, but they do have some factories and work and provide jobs that are manufactured here in America.
It's better than before, right? Right, Amy?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Not much of a Ford
I
man.
Had a Toyota 4Runner, so.
Ah, okay. All right. Well, at least if you're going to go with something foreign and something good. So, Moxie's coming back to stir up some more crap?
Moxie and Liz are out on the town in Hollywood right now, and I think they're hopping in a cab or something, and they're going to go to a more secure location where they can join the conversation. It sounds like they're pretty sauced. So I can tell Moxie's drunk.
How do I join the click? The LOCs or LLCs or whatever you are?
Oh, the LOC. I don't know, man. I'm not LOC. I can't tell you how that works.
Well, that ain't what I heard from other people. I'm getting booed out of chat rooms and stuff because I hang with the LLC or LOC or LDC or some crap because people see me in chat room. I want to know how I get down because I'm getting booed out of chat rooms.
Interesting.
Yeah. I didn't do nobody nothing.
Sorry to hear that, bro.
Nobody
I don't
nothing.
Know. Yeah. Are you on a cordless?
Yeah, I'm on a cordless.
Okay. Yeah, I can tell. I can hear the static.
You can, yeah, it's cutting in and out. Love
yeah, you got you're hitting a little soft spot in the range there.
Well, I was,
transmitter
I was
only
told,
so far, bro.
Well, I was told that I could use it like a cell phone, and I'm like three-quarters of a mile away from my house right now.
Uh-huh.
I'm almost
okay,
to Walmart.
That's pretty impressive, actually.
No, man.
So what chat rooms have you been kicked out of?
Well, I'm going to tell you one for sure, Velton. Velton.
Who's
they
Velton?
Think that I'm your spy for the LOC or LLC, and that kind of messed me up because I just bounced through rooms, you know. And they said, oh, that PD of LA guy, you know. I'm like, what the shit? Okay, here I am.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I
know
what
they are.
No, that's just don't take that personal. That's the Flawless crew. And they're a troll crew on here, and they used to come through here, and they've been sort of on again, off again people that guests that come through. Yeah, yeah. I like them. I have no problem with them, but they don't like me now. It's kind of like the Debbie Daly thing. Like Debbie Daly, like, you know, I let certain things go on this program that were, you know, that she was offended by and her feelings were hurt. And, you know, I in some ways I just can't help it. I don't feel like obligated to defend everybody and anybody and everybody that gets potentially slandered on my show. If I had to defend everybody, I wouldn't have any time to actually do my, you know, talk, express my own feelings.
I understand.
Yeah. So.
All right. Well, I mean, hey, you know, I mean, you're not God. You're not going to be able to take care of BTR. But at least you and Debbie, you know, made up so I can go on her show without getting, you know, our feeling. I never got slandered on her show, but I always felt like I was, you know, going off of the beaten path.
Yeah. Like I said, I don't know what I did to Flawless Crew. I can't even remember. I might have did something that pissed them off, and I don't even remember. It's probably stupid. And
Let me ask you one thing.
And you know what?
You
they'll be back. They'll be back. I mean, they're fun. I like having them on my show. I don't like them on my show all the time, but you know, they're fun. They're cool.
Let me ask you two questions, actually. First question, you said you have 29 more shows to go. Are you planning on getting off of BTR?
I think so, yeah. I mean, I'll still keep my profile on. I'll still do like a half hour show here and there, but I don't think I'm going premium. I think long term I'm not going to do this show in this format on BTR.
Okay. And second off, Snake Tuscan, is that Snake from Skype Assholes?
I have no idea. I don't think so.
In the chat room?
I have no idea. I don't think so.
Okay. All right. Well, I appreciate it, Vince. You take it easy, bud. Until next time we meet.
All right, PD. Thanks, bro. Thanks for coming through. Appreciate it.
Later.
PD from LA, everybody. Great to have him here. If you want to join me, 347-826-7667 is the number. We're hanging out here for another 40 minutes. Looking forward to having Moxie and Liz call back in. It sounds like they're getting pretty fucked up out there in Hollywood. And it'll be interesting to see how their buzz progresses the next time we talk to them, because Moxie's not pretty wasted. And I think Moxie is a heavy drinker to begin with, but I think she's toasted. It's kind of cute. I think it's cute. 347-826-7667 is the number. I hope they're not walking in L.A. right now. They might not make it back to the program on time before we end. I'll be right back.
Walking in a
yeah, nobody walks in L.A. unless you're Moxie and Liz, who apparently are walking home. So I don't know if they're going to get back to us in time. Hopefully they will. They have the number. They called in earlier. They sounded pretty wasted. Speaking of wasted, A. Monet is also here with me. Amy, how you doing? Amy?
Hello.
Hey, are you there?
Sorry, I set my phone down.
Oh, it's okay. What's going on what else is going on?
I'm just sitting here chilling with the fire, drinking, watching poker on TV, talking to you.
What are you wearing?
I'm just wearing PJs.
And by PJs, you mean like real legitimate pajamas?
Yeah.
Or nothing naughty and lacy and no lingerie.
It's just like a little spaghetti strap nightgown type of deal.
Ooh, nice. Yeah, that's what I like. That's great. That's hot. Oh boy. Now that I'm all hot and bothered, if you want to join me here, there's plenty of room, folks. 347-826-7667. It's the lovely Amy with me here, and we're waiting for Moxie to call back in. Although her and Liz are probably going to pass out before they call back in, but it'll be interesting. They sounded pretty wasted. I think it'll be fun if they call back in.
Did we lose VMAC?
Oh, is that why you were hanging around? You were hoping to talk to VMAC, weren't you?
No, I just...
You don't even care about me. You're just like...
No, Bree's better than Cuban.
Yeah. No, you're right. Yeah, they're a caller. You're right. Somebody who's listening, join us here. We need a third wheel, if you will. It just makes for a better show. 347-826-7667 is the number. It's Saturday night. We're hanging out. I'm in the Bay. Amy's in Ohio. And we'd love to have you join us here on the air, live. Maybe you want to tell us about your Saturday and what you're excited about for tomorrow, which is, of course, the Sabbath. That's today, I guess. But maybe you don't celebrate the Sabbath.
I'm a troll and a liar.
Yeah, like that guy.
Oh, my God.
I believe you're telling me, Larry. oh, boy. I need some more coffee. I'm starting to fade here already, and I have a half hour to go.
Coffee is for closers, and you closed nothing.
Well yeah, I'm going to close this motherfucking show, bitch. Oh, so I talked to the speaking of hockey, I talked to the Nashville, the coach of the Nashville hockey team talked to me today. He like cracked a joke to me. One of the things that I do freelance audio visual and video and all sorts of stuff. But one of the things I do sometimes is I work in do audiovisual work for corporations, corporate stuff, and hotels and stuff. And one of the things I do is one of these hotels they put up the hockey teams when they come in to play the Sharks, and they usually set aside a room with like this like catered. Help them set up like their laptop and set up their projector and set up the screen for them and all that stuff. And it was towards the end of the day, and I was like in there starting to break stuff down, and the only person left was just the coach just sitting there finishing up some food. And like some people were walking by that were, I don't know, not affiliated with the hockey team, and they're like, "Oh, is this complimentary breakfast?" And like one of the servers was just like, No, this is for the hockey team." They're like, "Oh, well, I'm the goalie." and I was just kind of like, "Oh my god!" And they like walked away, and just as they walked away, the coach like looks at me and goes, "Everybody's a fucking comedian." Oh, no. He says everybody's a fucking comedian, eh? Canadian. And I just recognized him. They're showing Sharks highlights on TV, and I just recognized. They showed him on the highlights, and I recognized him.
That's cool.
All right, 347-826-7667 is the number. We're waiting for Moxie to join us in a minute. She's extremely wasted. She gets wasted pretty much every night on BTR. She drinks all the time and smokes all the time. But I think she's extra wasted tonight, and I think it's going to be fun if she calls back. And I'm hoping she will. And her friend Liz sounds like she might be getting kind of toasted too. So this could be fun. But I agree. Smoking is not. I had problems with smoking for a while myself. It's a terrible habit, and if you can get out of the habit, like I was lucky enough to, it'll do you wonders.
Yeah. Well, I was going to ask you something, and I can't remember.
Oh. Okay.
Great.
It's okay. If it comes back to you, just let me know. If anybody else has anything. Okay. Well, you got time. Half hour to go here. 3-4-2-6-7-6-6-7. Vince in the Bay here with you. Amy straddling me on my lap. And we're going to ride this out reverse cowgirl style into the next half hour. Join us. Won't you?
Yes, please, Paul.
Exits to freeways twisted like knots on the fingers. Jewels cleaving skin between breath. Los Angeles. You live in Los Angeles, and you are going to Reseda. We are all in some way or another going to Reseda someday to die. And the radio man laughs because the radio man fucks the model too. Gone savage. We're teenagers with automatic weapons and boundless love. Gone savage for teenagers who are aesthetically pleasing, in other words, fly. Los Angeles beckons the teenagers to come to her on buses. Los Angeles loves love. It is 5 a.m. and you are listening to Los Angeles. About lovers who murder each other. I am going to Los Angeles to see my own name on a screen 5 feet long and luminous. As the radio man says, it is 5 a.m. and the sun has charred the other side of the world and come back to us and painted the smoke over our heads an imperial violet. It is 5 a.m. and you are listening to Los Angeles. It is 5 a.m. and you are listening to Los Angeles. You are listening.
To disorderly conduct. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
All right. Vince in the Bay, back here with you. 347-826-7667. Going back to the phone lines, and we have with us now Ken Moore. What's up, Ken?
How you doing, Vinny?
I'm doing good. You sound extremely muffled. I can barely hear you.
Is that better?
Way better. How you doing, man? What's going on?
Real good. You were talking about how you did audio-visual work. I used to do that and was setting up a shoot for Skate America.
Uh-huh.
At a local stadium, about 20,000 people, and busting my ass on the ice right in front of them.
Yeah.
You ever had one of those to where you've done something stupid in front of the crowd?
Thankfully, no, I have not been embarrassed in front of a large audience, no. Yeah, thank God.
Just only the small one-on-one?
No, I haven't really made a fool of myself in any of my work, thank God. I guess it's how I continue to do it. And I've worked with a lot of people, a lot of different I'm not going to toot my horn. I know some people like to name drop, but I've worked with a lot of people and a lot of name people, and it's an interesting industry, no matter what aspect of, I don't know if you want to call it show business or entertainment, or whether it's putting on a live concert or shooting a movie. I've dabbled in a little bit of all of it, and it's an interesting culture, and it's an industry and a business like anything else. And it's interesting to me how some people get so starstruck so easy. It's insanity. I Blog Talk Radio, I guess, has connected me with a lot of folks in flyover territory, I guess, is the way to put it. And it's interesting to see people that are so fascinated by stuff that I've experienced, and it just kind of, it's no big deal. Like, I lived in New York, I lived in L.A., I lived in San Francisco, so especially when I lived in New York, I would run into, like, even not even just working, just walking around town, you see celebrities, or not even just celebrities, just recognized faces from television or movies or whatever, all over the place, and you just kind of get used to it. It's just, after a while, it's just like, oh, hey, there's that guy. Oh, and then that guy. It's not really a big deal at all. You know, this guy, Jim Carrey, who I'm watching right now, I've never met him or worked with him, but he, I'm sure he puts his shoes on one at a time like everybody else.
Yeah, and, you know,
probably when the camera's off, a lot of these people are really not that interesting. A lot of them are kind of boring. A lot of them are kind of self-centered and egotistical and really hard, you know, or just douchebags, I guess is the best way to put it.
I'm fortunate with the ones I've worked with and had the pleasure of hanging out with. I've never ran into that, but you're out there to where it's more steady work than here where I'm at. It wasn't steady work, and so I got out of it. It's few and far.
Where are you at?
In the Midwest, you know, mine basically focused on sports and everything, but I did, you know, so in the season for that, as racing season's not that long out here in the Midwest, so it was kind of rough as far as making a living, per se, with only half the year.
Yeah.
But occasionally we get shows like a skating show or something like that to do, but that was few and far between.
Are you union?
No, I wasn't. I was freelance. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what I am.
That's what used to work for ESPN, who I used to contract to them with Langer Group out of Indianapolis.
Okay. Interesting.
But hey, I sent you a private message. Where can I pick up some of VMAC's work?
VMAC. Okay, VMAC's gone, but
you don't know the answer to that, and you play his work?
He just emails it to me, and I just play it.
That bastard.
You know what? You can track him down on. He's on Facebook. I think he's on Twitter. He's on Twitter. He's on Blog Talk. Let's see. Let's check out his Blog Talk.
He's a very Damn talented. Radio. He's very talented.
Yeah, he's great. And he's got more stuff than just that. That's the one I like the best, and the one I put on here. But
me too.
He's got a lot of good stuff. In fact, I'll track down the link for you, Ken. And while I'm doing that, I'll play another VMAC track I have on here. Let's see, what do I have here? I have a couple of things. He did this one thing called, where is it? I have so many goddamn things on my switchboard, it's ridiculous. What's going on with you, Larry?
not a whole lot going on.
That's what I thought. Come on, where's it? Oh, it's Goodfellas? Is that right? Oh, man, it's not called DMAC. It's called something else. It's him with, oh, yeah, here we go. The Hood Fellas. That's what I'm looking for, D. The Hood Fellas. This is a track called Close to You featuring Big Red, Track Lisa, and VMAC right here on Block Talk Radio in your disorderly conduct. I'll be right back.
You are listening to a Track Bangus production.
Hey, folks. It's Vince in the Bay back here with you. Disorderly Conduct, the program. 347-8267-667. The number. We got 10 minutes to go here. That means 10 minutes to take your calls. We will certainly hold everything over into the overtime session if we have to. We're still anxiously awaiting for Drunk Moxie and Liz to call back into the program. Hopefully they'll do that in the next 10 minutes. If they don't, hopefully you will be drinking yourself into a stupor in the next 10 minutes and find yourself able to call in. 347-826-7667. Vince in the Bay, doing a little house cleaning here, keeping here. If you want to check me on Twitter, it's twitter.com/Vince in the Bay. Follow me on Blog Talk Radio if you have not already. blogtalkradio.com/Vince in the Bay. Once again, I'm here every night, 10 p.m. Pacific, 1 a.m. Eastern, right here on Blog Talk Radio. Taking your calls, my predominantly caller-oriented show. We got about 23, 24 shows left to go before my two-hour call-in format is done. Over with. Finito. Bye-bye. Hasta la vista, baby. So let's go out with a bang, kids. Shall we? All right. 10 minutes left to go here. Less than 10 minutes now. And remember, call in at 347-826-7667. When you dial in, you need to press the number 1. That's right, the number 1 on your keypad will allow you to raise your hand, and I will unmute you and put you on the air here, add you to the conversation, which will be starting up here again shortly with my panel. Which consists tonight of Amy and Ken. And once again, we are so happy to welcome all our lovely chatters. A1A28, Blue Goose, Bob, USMC, Desert Rose, Donnie C, Iconoclast TX, Jeep Girl, Ken Moore, Melinda, PD of LA, Sagittarian, Talking Shit with Tracy Gamore, and Wheel Lock. And I implore you, call in, folks. Don't be shy. I won't bite very hard. So, Amers.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on in the chat room, right? Are you paying attention to that?
The chat has gone crazy. They're attacking Icono for being gay and, like, Wheels a welfare queen, I guess. No, I don't know. It's just everybody's angry with everybody.
Can't we just all get along, kids? Come on.
I guess not.
All right. Jeep Girl's with us now. Jeep Girl.
Yes.
You are now unmuted. How are you doing, honey?
I didn't know the definition of a troll, but I guess now I do.
Oh, yeah, you're a troll now.
Yay, me.
Technically, we're all trolls, aren't we? Aren't we just kind of trolling around in this game we call life?
Stupid definition.
Yeah. What would you rather be defined as, Jeep Girl?
Anything but a troll. I think of those stupid little dolls with the poofed up hair.
Yeah. Actually, I kind of like those dolls. They're cute. I used to have one of those that I attached to the back of my pencil eraser.
Oh yeah.
Grade school.
Nice.
So you want me to play some Pantera? Crap.
Why?
I don't know if I'm going to be able to load it up in time. I will try to. If you want to hang on through the into the after show, I might be able to get it on.
Wait, you don't have any Pantera like loaded?
No, I have Slayer.
I don't like Slayer.
Metallica. Can you play some Elton John? Like, Can You Feel the Love Tonight? Dedicated to the chat room.
That's a good one. That's a standard. I should keep that on file for such occasions. Yeah, I don't know what the fuck you people are talking about in the chat room. I tried to go in there and just, like, chime in, and everybody bit my head off. Oh, boy. Don't tell me this is happening. Do not tell me this is happening. Oh, man. Don't tell me the LSC is doing this again. I've just lost part of my switchboard.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, wait, it's back. Oh, I just had a heart attack there. All right, we got tons of calls. Holy crap. All right, we're going to go to these lines. 936, you're live. What's on your mind?
This is the Nature Bot. Woo!
All right, and moving I'm on. 111, you are live on the air.
Hey, Vince. I was kind of curious. I'm a new listener, and I've heard you refer to your Leaving Blog Talk. Are you going to run a live feed from your own website, or what are you planning on doing?
Ideally, yes. Ideally, I want to do my own website where it's all there in one-stop shop. Ideally, yes, that's the goal. I don't know what platform I'm going to leave Blog Talk Radio to do. I'm not leaving Blog Talk Radio. I'm not deleting my account. I've thought about deleting my account, but I'm not deleting my account. I'm just going to just do a half-hour show every once in a while and listen to other shows and chat in other people's shows, but I'm not going to do a two-hour late-night call-in show, I don't think, a Blog Talk Radio for much longer. Let's see, who else do we have here? Another 111, you're on the air. What's on your mind?
Well, just to be honest, Vince, Kaniqua just now made a really good suggestion with that Elton John, and I would go one step further. Elton John's I Believe in Love. You should have that handy for the chat room.
I do actually have it handy, and I'm going to play that in a second.
Oh, that would be awesome, man.
I'm totally going to do that. And this is great. We got tons of people on the line. I didn't even get names of people. Maybe I should have asked their names, or it doesn't even matter. I don't know. We got 2 minutes left to go here. 2 minutes. If you guys want to call in, we're going to people that are called in right now with their hands up, if you want to hang on through the overtime, you're more than welcome to. We're going to wrap things up on the other end, do the post-game wrap-up, and we can keep the chat going on into overtime if you like. If you want to promo your show or your site or whatever it is you're here to spam us about, or if you're not here to spam us with something and you want to, and this is a chance to shamelessly plug something right here on my program again. You know, I mean, for Blog Talk Radio, I get a fair amount of listeners. I appreciate those lovely listeners, especially A-Monet28, Blue Goose, Bob USMC, Desert Rose, Donnie C, Iconoclast TX, Jeep Girl, Ken Moore, Melinda, PD of LA, Tracy Gamora, and Wheelock. And I don't know what the hell you people are babbling on about in the chat room. I hope you're keeping it clean and not punching below the belt. Please do not make me believe that chivalry is dead. Okay? I want to thank all my live listeners for tuning in. It's so much fun to do this live on the internet, and I'm going to miss it at the end of these 24 days or whatever. Yeah, we're going to keep rocking here in the free world. In the meantime, thank you to everybody on the panel. Feel free to hang on. We're going to take a quick little break as we say goodbye to our live listeners. If you want to check me out on the internet in the meantime, I'm on Twitter, twitter.com/VinceInTheBay. Make sure you follow me on Blog Talk Radio so you can get the email alert for when my show is going to start. Sometimes, you know, things happen and I push it back. Or I actually also have another account on here that I do random shows in the afternoon. It's called Vince Is Not Gay. So if you go on Blog Talk Radio and search for Vince Is Not Gay, you'll find some random shows there as well. And you should follow that account too. Vince Is Not Gay on Blog Talk Radio. If you guys never know, I might do a random show in the afternoon sometimes if I'm bored and have time to kill. All right, that's it. Thank you for killing time with me here tonight. Join me again tomorrow night, 10 p.m. Pacific, 1 a.m. right here on Blog Talk Radio. Sayonara. And for those premium members and also the panelists and podcast listeners, hang on. I'm going to be right back. I'm going to just take a quick little break. And we'll be back to wrap things up here with everybody.
Who knows a game?
I know a game. Listen to it carefully and follow after me. There's a hole in the bottom of the sea. There's a hole in the bottom of the sea.
There's a hole, there's a hole. There's a hole in the bottom of the sea.
There's a log in the hole in the bottom of the sea.
There's a log in the hole in the bottom of the sea.
There's a log, there's a log.
There's a log in the hole in the bottom of the sea.
There's a branch on the log in the hole in the bottom of the sea. There's a branch on the log in the hole in the bottom of the sea.
There's a branch, there's a branch, there's a branch on the log in the hole in the bottom of the sea.
There's a bump on the branch on the log in the hole in the bottom of the sea.
There's a bump on the branch on the log in the hole in the bottom of the sea.
There's a bump, there's a bump,
there's a bump on the branch on the log in the hole in the bottom of the sea.
There's a frog on the bump on the branch on the log in the hole in the bottom of the sea. There's a frog on the bump on the branch on the log in the hole in the bottom of the sea.
There's a frog, there's a frog. There's a frog on the bump on the branch on the log in the hole in the bottom of the sea.
There's a tail on the frog on the bump on the branch on the log in the hole in the bottom of the sea.
There's a tail on the frog on the bump on the branch on the log in the hole in the bottom of the sea.
There's a tail, there's a tail.
There's a tail on the frog on the bump on the branch on the log in the hole in the bottom of the sea.
There's a speck on the tail on the frog on the bump on the branch on the log in the hole in the bottom of the sea. There's a speck on the tail on the frog on the bump on the branch on the log in the hole in the bottom of the sea.
There's a speck, there's a speck. There's a speck on the tail on the frog on the bump on the branch on the log in the hole in the bottom of the sea.
There's a fleck on the speck on the tail on the frog on the bump on the branch on the log in the hole in the bottom of the sea.
There's a what?
Like I said.
In the bottom of the sea. There's a speck, there's a speck. There's a speck on the speck, on the tail, on the frog, on the bump, on the branch, on the log, in the hole, in the bottom of the sea.
So let's
brush
the tail, chase the frog, caught in the bump, break the branch, burn the log, fill the hole.
Hole in the bottom of the sea. Cause we need it like a hole in the sea.
Oh, my God.
That's right. We're back. See, Amy's here. Ken's here. Jeep Girl is here.
What the fuck Nature... was that?
That was Danny Kaye.
Song.
Huh?
That was Danny Kaye. It was a show tune.
It was Danny Kaye. Mm-hmm.
Is the frog's ass watertight, though?
It'd have to be.
I felt like I was going down It's a Small World.
Well,
yeah, it kind of has that feel to it. That's a good one. I should upload that one, too. It's a good idea.
Oh, no.
No, no. The House of Mouse will sue you.
Really?
Yeah. Trust me. They're vehement about that crap. They don't play.
I'm not making any money off of it. In fact, I'm losing money off of it.
They will try to find a way, Vince, to make it claim like you are, because you're getting notoriety of some sort off of their sweat and effort that goes back, what, 70 years, and they more than made their money off of it.
Fucking bloodsuckers.
One of those people, right. Vince, from the chat room.
Oh, yeah. What's up?
One of those people sent me a friend request, or a friend, I can't speak, friend request.
Oh, not surprised. Not surprised at all.
It depends on which one it was.
Well, it's one of them I've talked to before. He's been in Debbie's chat room. It's Infinity Guitars.
Oh, that's a she.
Oh. Yeah.
It's a chick.
Like, that the person who own or who's in charge of that chat room that starts with a V, he started talking about my dad. Like, where's your dad work? And I said, well, he's 6 feet under, and everyone kind of like was like, I'm like, oh shit. Kind of like stopped him dead in their tracks. And I said, well, they said, well, what happened? And I said, well, I ran him over in my Jeep. And then everyone started laughing, so, but he really is dead. So they kind of were speechless and didn't know what to say.
Kind of like I am now.
Yeah. I mean, I was making a joke about it.
And I'm not saying that to be flip or anything, other than sorry for your loss, you know.
Well, I mean, I've dealt with it. It's kind of, my dad would laugh at it.
Yeah. Some but, people I mean, are kind of.
They were trying to be rude. They were trying to, like, you know, say something mean about it. And they didn't expect that to come from me, so whatever.
So, Vince, Drunk Moxie and Drunk Liz never called back.
No. I was looking forward to that. I think they're too drunk.
Darn. I mean, everything started to go bad for me. That's why I had to leave the chat room. Then I had to log out and restart. And then BTR wouldn't let me log back in, but at least Skype did, so... And by the way, this is Flyover, so.
Oh, yeah. Eric, right?
Erica. Yeah.
Erica, as Kaniqua would say.
You were the one talking about the Bible earlier, weren't you?
Kaniqua?
Yes. Yes, I was talking with my friend Lee over at Debbie show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's actually the one, him and Greg are the ones that actually taught me some about that, so. And then, of course, I did the research on my own. I was like, wow. And I learned a lot.
Yeah, I was sitting in the background on mute. I muted myself. I didn't know what to say.
That's okay. You know, depends on what your take on it is. You know, his take on it versus, like we were talking about, you know, his take on it, if you knew you had just so much time left, versus my take on it, are diametrically opposed. But that's because he was a peace officer for such a long period of time, and I was a special operations soldier. So we lived on different sides of the spectrum.
Wait, who else is okay? So Eric's here, and there's one other person here that I didn't get the name.
Blue Goose.
The other 111.
Blue
who
Goose.
Is it? Oh, Blue Goose. Oh, Blue Goose. Right on. Cool.
Hey, Blue. How's it going?
Going fine. How are you?
Fine. Haven't talked to you in several days since... the other day, so hi.
Oh, yeah. So that was you, huh?
Yeah, that was me.
The music conversation, yeah.
That's right. With Steve, who's an Uber Rush fan.
Oh, yeah, he even calls himself Steve Rush.
Yeah, I mean, this guy, I mean, I think if there's any sort of memorabilia, if you were to walk into his room probably back when he was in like college or something, I'll bet Steve's walls were plastered with every poster from every Rush tour. I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, I believe it.
Because I think he even has some Rush memorabilia, so.
Oh,
but
boy.
Hey, you know, at least he's dedicated.
Man, these people are still going nuts in my chat room. My show's over.
I wish
and they don't go away. Bob USMC still going off in there. Ken, you're still going to town. Bob USMC isn't even listening. Isn't in here, is he?
I thought he was. No. I thought he called in at one point.
Oh, no, I don't think so.
I thought he was going to. Bummer. It's a real bummer that Liz and Moxie didn't do their double team up on you, Vince. That's a sad part.
Yeah, I was supposed to get double team, we're gonna have a three way, and they just left me sitting here with blue balls. I kind of feel used.
Cheated.
Yeah.
Gypped.
Led astray.
Yes.
False advertising.
Yes.
Bait and switch.
Kind of like when the carpet doesn't match the curtains.
Exactly.
Exactly. I hate when that happens. And besides, it can't be a carpet anyhow, and especially not a shag carpet. It's got to be a nice, neatly trimmed throw rug. But not in the shape of a yield sign.
Is yours nicely neat and trimmed?
I'm sorry, Jeep?
Oh, wait. Oh, is this the Black Keys or the Black... There's so many black bands. They're not actually black people. They're white hipster indie rocker guys. But I forget Black Keys or Black Angels, which one this is. But they're playing Saturday Night Live right now.
Yeah, I checked that out earlier.
They're pretty good.
Yeah.
My son is still, he's got the big TV monopolized with the Ghostbusters the Mythbusters marathon.
All right, you know what I'm going to try to do? I'm going to try to three-way in those girls and see if they pick up.
Groovy.
While I'm doing that, I got to take a leak first. I'm going to take a leak, and then you know how it is. Can't really take care of business when you got to take a piss. The Black Keys.
At least you're honest. You could have lied about
Black Keys. I'm open about my. I'm not. There's. I have no shame in admitting that I touch myself on a regular basis, and a lot of times during
shame,
my show
that is legendary.
This is true. So true.
To the point,
yeah.
It's almost like a pride thing, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's right. We're going to blow this wide open, though. I'm going to try to three-way in those chicks in a second.
Sure. If you need to, we'll carry on for you. We'll sell you for it.
No, don't worry about it. I'm just going to leave you with my friend Too Short.
Ruby.
I go on and on, can't understand how I last so long. I must have superpowers, rap 225,000 hours. Get a calculator, do the math. I made 1,000 songs that made you move your ass. And for the last 300 months, I made 16 albums with me on the front, and they bump. Where you get your beats? I heard 93 rappers say bitch like me. Two singers and 10 comedians, and I'm still gonna yell it every time you see me in. What's my favorite word?
Bitch.
Why they gotta say it like short?
Bitch.
You know they can't play on my court. Can't hang with the big dogs, stay on the porch. Blow the whistle. Blow the whistle. Blow the whistle. Blow the whistle.
Blow the whistle. Blow the whistle. Too short. Up all night, baby. Album number 16. Y'all can't fuck with that.
Dead air.
Oh, yeah.
And he thinks he's a professional.
Well, you know. I'll cut him plenty of slack. Because it's after, it's the after show, so.
Yeah. Hey, you guys there?
Yeah
we're here. We were just making commentary, and then we decided to be real quiet.
That was a good toke there, Vince.
I didn't take a toke.
It sounded like you with a coffin. I was thinking you was fixing your glaucoma.
I was doing that earlier, but that was. I drank some chocolate milk and it went down the wrong pipe.
Oh, that sucks.
You got that out of a chocolate cow, right?
Yeah. An African-American
I thought you had to shake
one.
Those up. Don't you
no.
have to shake those up really well?
That would be a milk. That would be a chocolate milk shake.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. Then how would you get a chocolate malt?
You freeze it.
Oh, I'll bet that's really hard on the cow's udders.
Probably. All right, I don't know if this is going to work with these chicks, but I'm going to try it anyway.
Get her to try.
Yeah, let me. Actually, let me text them first. We texted one number. No luck. I'm going to check a different number. Let's see if this works.
They might be getting some, and you're disturbing them.
Yeah, that's probably what's happening. You're right. I should probably just mind my own business.
Yeah, or could have been maybe... Was Liz calling you from her phone, or was she calling
I hope they weren't driving. I hope they weren't driving.
You know, because they are, L.A. pulls you out of the car, and then they beat the living bejeebers out of you. Called the Nightstick Tango, as a friend of mine likes to call it.
All right, I'm texting right now. Let's see how this goes over.
Amy and
Jeep Girl. Jeep Girl, thank you for calling in. It's a pleasure to have you here. How long have you been around Blog Talk?
Maybe like a month and a half.
Uh-huh. How did you find out about Blog?
I'm trying to think of how to explain it. Like a podcast from another radio show.
Which radio show, if you don't mind asking?
Hold on. Let me check my Ovilus thing. It's on there.
You're supposed to say flyover territory. That's what he wants to hear.
Or Vince in the Bay, or...
Darkness
Radio.
Just
so that it doesn't say the Martingale Report, I'll be happy.
No, Darkness Radio.
Oh, the vampire lady chick?
I don't know. Like, they were here with, I don't like plug-in stuff and, you know.
Oh, no. If it's on Blog Talk, we plug each other all the time.
No, it's not on Blog Talk. Ghost Adventures and Chris Fleming and a whole bunch of people were here in Seattle in November doing stuff for paranormal stuff in Seattle. And the guys from DarknessRadio.com were here, and they had a show on Darkness Radio, and somehow I ended up from their radio show on linking over to BTR. That's all I know.
Funny you should mention that about Seattle, because back last summer, I think it was either June or July, the Ghost Chasers podcast guys had a live podcast from Seattle.
Well, I live in the Seattle area, so.
And, of course, well, I'm not to be plugging Seattle or anything.
We'll plug away.
But Bumbershoot was just a few months ago.
Yeah.
They actually
tie into that because, well, I'm a big fan of Doug Benson and Chris Hardwick. And I'm a huge fan of Garfunkel and Oates.
They have a, what is it, the Sasquatch thing out here, too.
Oh, yeah, the Sasquatch convention.
No, it's like a concert.
What?
Oh, I thought you meant from the paranormal aspect. Because I know they do the Sasquatch convention out in Seattle. Because it switches back and forth between Seattle and Portland.
No, it's out at the Gorge. It's like literally like a Sasquatch like concert. I think it's Sasquatch something. I don't.
Oh, well, I was talking about the convention. That's almost basically like the Comic-Con of paranormal.
A Sasquatch concert.
Yeah, like they had some really badass people going there like the last couple years. I'm going to have to Google it now, damn it.
Well, as a certain former host on BTR likes to say, Google is your friend. Oh, geez.
Sounds interesting.
Yeah, Sasquatch Music Festival.
Ah.
And it's in May.
Is it mainly like an indie fest or what?
Well, this year we have Foo Fighters going.
Oh, killer.
Oh.
I'm trying to see who went following years, because I know 2009 they had some really badass bands.
Yeah, because we have, here where I am, we have Cornstalk. We host Cornstalk every third year, which is basically made up of, and it rotates how they do it. Sometimes it's metal bands, sometimes it'll be tribute bands, sometimes it'll be indie bands and stuff like that. Because I think it was 2005 when Cornstalk was here that we had... A bunch of actually regional indie bands, and they even had like Solomon Bundy, which is actually a pretty good band. They put some cool stuff out there. I don't think they're on the My Facey Spaceys anymore. I think they just do straight Twitter. And I'm not
sure.
All
right, we lost Ken.
Did we lose Ken?
Yeah, but I'm gonna lose now. So let's see how this works out.
Are you going to go ahead and try to link up? Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if this is going to be a good thing, but we'll find out.
It might be entertaining, nonetheless.
Pleasure. How can I help you?
Yes, yes, I would like a complimentary hand job, please.
Excuse me.
Hang on.
Cue it, bro.
Can we call you on our Skype? Because it's going to be easier.
All right, if you guys know how to do that, I'm on Skype
right
now.
Yeah, we got it right now. So I'm going to hang up.
We're smarter than you are just by a mission.
Okay.
All right, whatever, smart people.
All right.
I'm ending this call. Hello?
That was great.
Emerging call. Hello?
Hey. All right, what's happened, Vince in the Bay?
It's the Drunk Liz and Moxie show.
Hell yeah.
You guys. All right. I guess you guys can just talk to Alma eventually. Oh, I got to mute myself. Okay. Hello?
What's the matter?
No. Let's see. Who?
Hey, what's wrong with you, faggot?
I didn't catch that. What was that, Moxie?
Oh, I was just calling you a gadget.
Oh, that's what I thought. Thanks.
Yeah.
Good recovery, no, Mox.
And who's on the line with you? Yeah.
Well, our panel tonight consists of Amy Jeep Girl. Jeep Girl's a new blog talker. And we also have Eric of
my vagina.
And we have Eric of Flyover Territory fame.
Okay. Hello, Erica. Hey.
Hello,
Erica.
Moxina. How are you?
Hey, from H Wood. Yeah.
Okie dokie.
Oh, what? God. There's no way. I can't mute her either. That's what sucks.
Why not? Why do you want to mute me?
And then,
there's only one way I would consider acceptable.
I didn't say I wanted to mute you. I was just pointing out the fact that I can't mute you.
Hey,
Moxie, you know what? Hey, you know what, Moxie? You'll be proud of me when I hung up on your friend.
Who, Nature Boy?
Yeah, he called in. You didn't hear that? He called in. He just hung up.
No, I missed it. It was when I was having a restart, I think.
Oh, he just hung up a little while ago. He's been on the line the whole time. But when he originally called in, I don't know, about an hour and a half ago, he called in and he's like, "Hey, hello, it's the baby, Rick," and I just cut him off right there, and then I just went on to the next person. And I think that was when you called in, Eric, and I brought you on.
I might have had
the speakers muted, and I was probably going to switch over to headphones maybe at that time.
Yeah, it was a split second. If you don't listen close,
I'll pull the archive later. It'll be worth it.
No, we're calling from the compound. We're in an undisclosed location. It's Lizzie and Mox. And
you're at the Mox Skater compound?
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Hello?
Yeah, it's pretty bad. Yeah. Well, no, Larry is not here.
Enough of the theater talk.
Oh, God. That guy's.
Oh, my God. not a whole lot going on.
That's right, Larry.
No,
nothing.
No, obviously not, Larry. So Ben, why aren't you out
partying
in Oaktown?
Dude, I did that last week. That was. I need some time to recover. I'm in my 60s now. I can't really turn it off like I used to. I'm a pressed
bitch.
Are you
tripling in age, Vince?
I am. I think.
So you're getting to be like William Sanderson's character when he was in Blade Runner, right?
No, he's not quite like you, Eric.
So he's not as bad off as Sebastian. Okay.
I'm not a replicant. I'm not a replicant, if that's what you're asking. Sorry, Amy, I apologize for all of this. I thought we were going to have a civilized program tonight, and this happens.
Are you saying that with a straight face?
No,
I wish you guys could see me. Are there any insider extreme members listening who can see me with my Kenowa Jane wig on? Because I'm not even seriously look like Fonda right now. It's a fucking hilarious.
Take a picture.
So she's Madame Moxie.
But those are paid. You have to pay to see the picture.
Yeah, well, take a picture, and the subscribers will pay for it.
Well, look, I understand.
Just upload them.
Don't worry about it.
They'll pay the money. Just upload them.
Trust me, they will. They'll pay the money, really.
If you build it, they will come.
Not necessarily me, but there's others out there that might.
Yeah, build it, they will come. Like Disneyland, and they will come. Not at Disneyland. We could put the cam on right now, but I don't know if there are any insiders seeing.
A word of advice.
There's a few premium members that are milling about. They'd be interested in seeing the Insider Extreme Cam, Moxie.
He's not even a Jew, man. It's like a communist only thing here. If you want to see Jane, you gotta be a commie. That's right. You heard it, people.
He's not even a Jew, man.
What's going on here? I mean, I'm just a genteel Southern belle, and I'm looking for some nice talk here on Blog Talk Radio.
Oh no! Yeah. Now you're trying to get us all moist here on the show.
Are you not moist?
Not anymore. Yeah, now I am.
All right. I mean, if I'm not making my boys moist, I mean, it's just kind of wrong, you know? I mean, that's how it goes. I mean, that's what we aim to please here in the South. Lizzie and I were just trying to build a temporary shelter for a homeless man, and we're not even kidding.
He turned us down
because
he didn't like our Southern.
And we was building him a shelter with some DWP
city signs.
You know, we were just gonna make him a nice little home, just a temporary,
warm and cozy.
Yeah. And I'm not even
kidding. Oh, my God.
He didn't want pictures because I think he used to work in technology, and then he was wanting to find out what I was doing in technology.
He was a little too snoopy.
And then we had a Negro. Well, he was a Negro because he was not an African American because he's not from Africa. He was from Haiti. So I think we just call him a Negro, right? I mean, what do we say? I don't know what political correct
skin.
Dark skin. I love it when these men come around and he was trying to help us out. He was drinking a Budweiser.
Out of a paper bag.
So,
he didn't like our shelter.
He was not impressed, and he was saying the government ain't doing enough.
We said Jerry Brown has Jerry Brown was governor once before.
Yeah, Brown is going to do it all for
us.
He's
going to change California.
He is going to put food in our fridges. He's going to put gas in our automobiles.
It's going to be frugal.
He's going to be paying for our insurance. It's going to be fan-fucking-tastic.
Amen. Praise Jesus.
All right. Praise Jesus. Amen.
Oh, my God.
I'm so confused.
Wow. That was amazing, ladies. You guys are magical.
Now, look, I mean, we're Southern Belles, so that's just the way it is. I mean,
yeah.
I am a Southern Belle by injection, really, because I'm with a Southern man. You know, just like I'm Jewish by injection.
How was Don Edwards?
Don Edwards
was he a hot little mama in bed?
He was a little mom. He was little, yeah.
A little.
Yeah, he was a little in bed. But listen, I mean, I'm just saying, you
No, I mean, I can say I'm Jewish, I'm Southern, because I, you know, I've had the injections by all those motherfuckers. So, you know, I'm half black, I'm half Southern, I'm half Jew. It's all good. We don't care around
here. I'm a
here.
Troll and a liar.
Yes, you are.
Amen. Praise Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Oh my God! I was trying to text you guys a second ago. Yeah, I tried to type Skype. I typed Skype into my text thing, and it auto-corrected for Skype assholes.
What Skype assholes?
Yeah, what is that Skype assholes? That sounds like something what? Debbie Day. Skype assholes. It sounds like something Debbie Day would be all into. You know?
What's wrong with being friends with a Skype asshole, you stupid son of a bitch? Shut up!
All right, now, if you're going to talk all dirty.
You're a little hater, girl.
Yeah, a little hater.
Can't take
it. Oh, I love it.
All right.
Kick your ass, chick.
Yeah, shit.
We'll do
bitch.
It Southern style.
Bitch, we'll do it. We'll fucking shank your ass. We're from the dirty south.
Oh, my God.
We get all fucking crazy in the south.
You know?
Where in the south? Where in the south are you guys from? I don't believe you guys. You're not from the south. Where, ATL? No, I don't think so.
North fucking Kakalaki.
North Kakalaki shit. That
yeah, you just made that up. You just made that up. That doesn't exist.
I can conceal and carry my weapon anywhere I want to be.
I'm
can shoot
sorry,
a motherfucker. What was that?
Oh my God.
What?
Why are you fucking with us?
Yeah,
you,
yeah,
you guys are trying to fuck with me, you goddamn Southern Belle whore son of a bitches.
We're gonna get our sorority on your ass.
Well, that's a somewhat denying comment, right?
Really? Really? How many girls are in your sorority?
It's
back
yeah, well, I don't know what's the, you know, I mean, we're just Southern girls, and we're just doing the Southern thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we've been out partying out in dirty, dirty North Sea.
Are you guys drinking, are you guys high on that Zerp?
No.
We're
is that why you guys sound like you're part retarded, or are you just part retarded? I'm sorry, I don't understand Vietnamese. You'll have to rephrase that in English, please.
We're drinking pizza. We drinking
pizza.
Oh,
baby, I love you.
Oh,
what?
God.
Oh, that must be the LOC.
It must be. It's funny, it's been an LOC-free show until now.
I got country western.
We had a flawless free show. We had a Jew free show. We had an LOC free show until now.
Oh, shit. You want some show tunes? Is that what you're looking for?
No, I don't, actually. We just had some show tunes. We've had our fill tonight. Thank you. We filled our quota.
Like the LOC bothers trolling the likes of your ass.
We can do our Opryland show.
Hey, Vince.
Yeah, what's up?
I'm about to pass out.
All right, pass out. Thanks for calling. I appreciate it, Amy.
Oh, yeah, y'all not hanging up on us, hey, girl.
Well, if you hookers would shut the fuck up for a second, maybe people would say something, all right?
It ain't too early and it ain't too late.
Starting as a farmer with a brand new wife.
Soon be living in a brand new state.
A brand new state. Gonna be great.
Too
much fun down here.
Oh, she can't handle the dirt, Sal. Those dirty ass hours here.
Whitey's. We love it here in the South.
I think Whitey gone done and deleted us. What's up with that damn
Drunk Moxie scares me. She sounds like white trash. Does she belong to A-Gang or something?
Yeah, well, whatever, bitch. You white trash.
Yeah, you little fat-ass nigga con.
Show us your picture.
Yeah, let's see your picture.
Let's see your ass. Let's, we're
shit.
Hotter than you.
Shit, bitch. You know what her problem is? She can't get by on the Weight Watchers. It's all like crazy
ass.
Yeah, she like she can't. She failed out of Jenny Craig. She failed out of Weight Watchers.
She's a fatty.
Kristen Simmons said, "Shit, I've never seen a challenge I can't take, but I can't take your challenge."
Bitch.
Drunk Moxie, you scared away everyone.
Oh, yeah, you know, that's all right.
issue with the Negroes, and I am black, and not everybody can deal
we
with the
racist.
Dirty South.
We ain't racist.
No, we love black folks, too. And white people. I mean, we're both, you know, so, you know, if you're all like
just
them Negroes, they know.
You scared away everyone. You are too hopeful.
I'm a Negro. They bust tables good and shit.
You are too hardcore.
Yeah,
show.
My
God. The gayest shit I've ever heard in my life.
I want to hear the show tune from like West Side Story. Remember?
I don't listen to that crap. I don't listen to that disgusting filth.
Why don't we laugh at
the entertainment that's polluting our children's brains?
Like, you brought
Obama. and he said he is.
Oh,
you know, I just
hello.
Know what that reminded me of. What, girl? Well, I remember our big announcer, our mixer that we had
with all the crap.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
It was
back there.
There
in Greek week, right?
It was.
So much fun, so much partying.
It was crazy. Like, if I
see somebody in a pair of handcuffs one day, I'd be all like, oh, the gone done and ended.
Like, you join a sorority in the South, it's like guaranteed dick.
Shit, bitch.
I had so much sex. Oh,
I haven't had that much sex since I was a part of the Girl Scouts, you know? It's all fucked up.
I got no motherfucker.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't know what happened there. That was a malfunction.
Because, you know, I like me a little Tupac now and then.
I know, but I would think you'd be more into, like, you know.
I know I like my country and stuff, but.
So
I like my Kenny Chesney.
Yeah.
I
like
my
Keith Urban, my Goth Brooks. I don't have any of that to play.
No Carrie Underwood.
Oh, shit.
No.
Girl,
oh,
you
are my God.
Oh, my. You know what?
All the scraps played in
night. My head can't hit the pillow at night without hearing from Moxie. Oh, my God.
Thank you, very nice.
Weird, you know? I mean, I was like, this is how you fist pump, sister, and like, yeah.
It was a little awkward for me.
Shit.
You know I like to grind.
I know. And you are all good at the grinding.
Mm-hmm.
No?
Mm-hmm, sure.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sure, y'all.
Oh, it's
good. Thank you, very nice.
All right.
I wish I was Snooki.
He could just mute us at any point, you know? But like,
enough of the theater talk.
I like this pumping.
Not a whole lot going on.
All right. Well, we're going to mute ourselves there, Vance in the Bay. We're going to mute Bay. But we'll be thinking about how the phone
I don't think it's possible for you guys to be muted in any way, shape, or form.
How's Cali, Vance?
Possible.
How's that bite?
How's Derek Brown?
At this point, I have no idea what you're saying. It just sounds like you're saying, there.
All right, maybe you shouldn't even be closer all to the mic and all that shit.
I'm not talking, like, straight into the microphone and stuff. How's California? I always wanted to go to Hollywood. I wanted to go on the Walk of Stars or whatever that
shit
is called.
Where that black people are in.
That fucking Chinese theater.
Oh, yeah, that is Chinese people.
Where they do the damn Golden Globe.
It's so awesome. We hang up anytime you want, nigga.
It's going to hang up on all of us in about 30 seconds. The overtime's almost over. You guys managed to talk nonstop pretty much for like 45 minutes straight. And you scared off all of my callers. Thanks.
I'm sorry.
Aw, we're just Southern Belle.
We just try to get our sorority love out there.
I appreciate it, ladies. You did.
We're hanging out in our sorority house.
You did promise.
There's our weeds.
We got our weeds on. I'm getting my spray tan on, too.
Oh.
Moxie just sprayed me.